Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I had no impression of you. Then we went on the actual date. And then I was just like, wait a second. She's fine.
I think when I first started flirting with you, that was off camera.
The first day, I tried a lot.
Yeah, but so easy if you give in like that. You probably get girls all the time like that.
As a viewer, I'm sure everybody click on this. They're probably wondering, what are you guys?
We are live. It's been 3 weeks since I've been back on a podcast, and for good reason. I was in Korea, and I met my guest here, Casey.
Hi, I'm Casey. I met him in Korea. Actually, no, I didn't meet you in Korea. Actually, yes. I did officially meet him in Korea.
Yes. And it was alongside Gabe here. Normally, Gabe is behind the camera, but you know today I wanted to include Gabe in more biz, because sometimes you would just have side comments,
yeah,
and then I'm just like there's no, people don't see anything, right? And you know what this Korea trip has taught me, and just like over the past month, you've been just like such an integral part of the channel. Now I feel like it's about time.
Yay!
No. It's about time.
He was awesome.
Hello, guys.
What? I was just saying you were also like a very big part of our trip together.
Yeah.
Third wheeling.
I don't know what it is.
Excuse me?
Very big wheel on the tricycle.
I think normally I just jump straight into the topics, but I think we could talk a little bit about like this whole Korea trip, right?
Sorry, I'm eating.
I first FaceTimed you when I was here. I was like, hey, you know, I'm doing
Wait,
this.
That was here?
Yeah, that was like room. That was in my room.
Wait, it was before you flew, right?
Yeah, it was right before I flew. I didn't know the fucking time difference. And I just called
you. It was
like
5 a.m.
It was 5 a.m. You were still up.
Hey. You're like, hey.
Yeah. And then you're like, I'm down. But at that point, were you like, oh, he's kind of cute. He's kind of...
How long have you been waiting to ask that?
I don't know if you need some validation, but...
I do.
Oh, damn.
So you better...
Down bad. Yeah. You're cool. I wanted to...
Because I feel like if I didn't make that FaceTime, it could have been a little more awkward, right?
No, not really.
No?
I'm not really an awkward person when I meet people.
True. But at least I gave
an
impression.
I appreciated that you did like make that extra step, and you were like, I'm coming. So then I was like, okay, he's coming. And he like made sure that I knew that.
Yeah.
Because then I wouldn't be like... So does he even care if like we're gonna meet or like?
Right. Yeah. I figured to make a good impression at least.
Yeah, and you got me the Cheetos that
the
I wanted.
The Cheetos. Yeah. You made a point. I remember I was with Gabe in the car. I was like, wait, hold on, before I go to the airport, I got a little pissed off.
Yeah, he got me Cheetos. I wanted Cheetos because in Korea you don't have like. Well, I mean they have salty snacks. But then salty snacks are not popular in Korea. They're like sweet and savory, like honey butter popcorn. I don't really like that stuff.
You don't like the honey butter
no,
stuff?
Oh, okay. I don't at all.
Okay.
Yeah. And like pizza is also sweet. Like a lot of savory things like chicken, it's sweet.
Oh, like, you miss the salt in America.
Yeah, I miss salt. Okay. Word. Yeah.
So then I go over to Korea, and the first night we were just, I had no impression of you.
Yeah, just, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we went on the actual date. And then I was just like, wait a second. She's, you know, just a vibe. Right, now, how was the third wheel? How was the third wheel behind the camera? What did it look like, bro? What did it look like? Like, cause at first, no. At first, like, she pulled up, like, we started filming, right?
Yeah.
Like, as we were walking to the store, to the uniform shop, right? And then, like what'd you think? Where she was like, oh man, there's some shit that we can't even say.
I mean, you guys just seemed very natural. And I think of all of them, like, Cassie, you felt like the most natural on camera.
Casey.
Oh shit, whoops.
Damn. It's like that, huh?
Not to be.
We were in two countries together. We went to Head in the Clouds. My name's Casey. It's okay. Casey, don't forget it. Thank you.
Cassie.
Casey.
No, she like hates it.
I actually hate it.
But it was just like I don't know, I thought you guys like met or talked before because just how like immediate you guys were like with each other and like just, you know, because most people you first meet them, you have to like prep talk before.
Yeah, it was like a warm up.
Film right away. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you've like met with this isn't the first time you're collaborating with somebody, right? So like,
I mean, to be really honest, this is the first time I collaborated with like a guy doing something that long, I guess, because usually I'm more on TikTok, so sure. TikTok's like, I mean, you saw when I filmed, it's like 5 seconds.
Yeah,
I'm revealing some secrets out here. When I film, I literally film for 5 seconds and then I call it a day. So it's usually like we kick it, we get food, we film the 5 seconds, and then we're like, peace out. So not even longer than like an hour and a half, to be honest, like when we like hang out, because like, I feel like it's awkward to meet up for 5 seconds and say bye, so we like eat and then we film, then we go. But then with you, I spent the whole day with you, so
yeah. But then we started recording like immediately.
Yeah,
actually, well, no, we had that little at the cafe.
Yeah,
we were tired, but as soon as the camera came on, you turned on.
Oh yeah, professional.
Yeah,
yes.
But normally when you meet up with dudes to collaborate, right, is it just like off rip, like it's just you guys click, or is it just like, oh hi,
do you want to feel special?
Oh my god. All right, next question.
Do you normally hit it off with guys when you first film with them, or do you click right?
The thing is that I don't really have the intention, so like I don't usually come in with the intention of like, is this person like
trying to make a move on me?
Yeah, well, for me it's business, because I mean collaborations are business, mm-hmm. right? Like anything that has to do with the social media right now, and for me at least is business. I try to separate the personal from the business.
And I'm not gonna lie, I came into it as like, okay, I'm just gonna film a video with Casey. Like, yeah, it's a date, but it's like, all right, what?
But I mean, like, it shocked me, because I was like, oh, he's pretty cool. And like, you're right, there's like a natural, like, you can't replicate like a natural vibe. Nah. There was a natural vibe.
Yeah. For the longest time, I was like, yo, she's such a good actress. Like she is just.
I mean, I could still be acting.
You could. You could.
Jimmy in the back of his head, he's like, is she pretending to enjoy my company? What's that laugh?
But you're a dancer. You haven't really been in front of the camera for. I mean, you've been in front of the camera, but you haven't been. No, you've been in front of the camera, but you haven't really like did long form content.
So where's that point going to?
It's kind of a random thought, because I'm trying.
No, it's coming from. I mean, he's focused, but it's coming from like, you know, you're used to. You know, like you said, filming for like, you know, a minute or two for TikTok quick throughout a hangout. But this is like, I guess he was shocked at how natural you were and how like comfortable you were on camera on like a long filming session, you know, because most people like, you know, even if it's like a person that's been on camera, they kind of like have like a limit. They have like a limit. But you was just like, yeah,
I just keep going.
You also brought up like you usually keep it very professional with guys that you shot, right? Mm-hmm. So. Has guy homies try to slide on you like on like shoots?
No, again, it's professional.
It's professional, right? So there hasn't been an instance, or you just separate it. You're like,
no, I separate it.
You're like, hey, bro, let's film the video, and I got a dip.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like very career focused right now, so I don't really think like entertaining. The idea of a relationship is kind of in my alley right now, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, same here. That leads me to the next question, right?
Okay.
It's like, you're originally from LA, but then you moved to Korea, and you've done a lot of traveling in your past.
Yeah.
Have you tried long distance? Which I'm sure you have, right? Have you made it work? Have you?
So, without giving out any names,
sure.
I have tried a couple like long distance situations, and a lot of them didn't work out. I'm like a firm believer that long distance does not work. But
same.
As much as I am like a firm believer of that, I also have this like weird hopeless romantic, like 0.001% belief that like maybe there's one person out there that's like willing to like try. But even when I say try, it's kind of like, all right, it's probably still not gonna work out. But then like, I don't know, the hopeless romantic in me believes that it could happen, right? And there's a lot of scenarios where like I've been with someone and I either had to move or I have thoughts of moving while I'm in the relationship with someone. I mean, it's not that I'm wishing for a guy to like go out of his way or anything. I just, in the back of my head, I'd like to believe that there's someone out there in this world that can do that, but I'm not like out here pushing that on anyone because that's selfish. So yeah, I did try to make like long distance relationships work, but I came to a realization that because of like our career paths and also like what we wanted to do with our lives like didn't line up, and also like the time that we're putting into like what we want to do, it's like when we put that time into ourselves, we take away from the time that we could be giving to other people. So I felt guilty too, because like I want to put some time into like my dancing and like the things I want to do, right? But then when I do that, I have to take away from like loving the guy that I want to love. So it's almost unfair for me, at least, to like give that or be in a relationship with someone long distance, because I feel like unless they're not like right next to me, I can't give them like the leftover time that I have, because I live in Korea right now. And if I were to like do that, for example, and like date someone like in the US, like that's a time difference. Then I gotta account for my work, and then I have to account for sleep. Then like what happens after? Like with all those hours, there's like nothing.
And then, it's about the love languages too. There's no yours is, I know what yours is. It's physical touch, right? So it's like there's no physical intimacy there either. So that's also makes it tough. So all around, it don't work.
I mean, I feel like to say that something is like a infinite don't, it's very hard.
Like it's very
putting
hard
a knife in it and like twisting it. But I think that
twisting it,
there are people in this world that can make that happen, right? Like there are some people that have dated with like their significant other for a really long time, started long distance, ended up together, have kids now and stuff. So I'm not gonna say that it's like an impossible, undoable feat, but I think that really depends on what both parties in the relationship like want to do, and also what they're willing to sacrifice. Because no matter what you do, if you date someone, at least in my opinion right now in our like age range,
Age range matters so much.
You're gonna have to like sacrifice something.
Yeah,
you have to like push something down the priority list for like that person to, you know, move up, right? And then they have to do the same thing, push down one thing. And like I think having to do that sacrifice is really hard. And it's hard to ask for a person you don't even know if you're gonna get married to, right? But like, also,
when do you wanna get married?
I get married early.
Really?
Yeah. I actually, it's super weird when people ask me this. I kind of want to get married when I'm like 27.
Oh, wow.
So I'm actually 24 right now. And I have this like really weird thing where I tell my friends like, oh, like I only got 3 years left. Like this. And I've had this idea of what I wanted to do like before I married.
How long? Yeah. What do you want to do before?
Yeah. So see, I'm already getting there and I already know what you want. You already know what you want to hear. So basically what I want to do is I want to date this person for like maybe about a year, and then I want to move in with that person,
right?
Because I want to see how they live, how our like living languages, I don't know,
living
like, living habits, like I want to see how their habits align with mine. Also like if they're a clean person, if they're like, they have to have like sense. In Korea we call it like sense, which means like the ability to kind of like understand or like pick up on things like very quickly. So for example, if I spilled this, like you would quickly like
get the napkins.
You would like go and stand up, get the napkins. Like that's sense. So I need to see like if that person has sense. And then after like 2 years, I'm gonna pop the question. I'll do it. Like I don't really.
So technically you would have to meet him at 25.
Technically, I need to meet him now.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe I've already met him.
Maybe. Why such a such a hard, like, 27? That's
crazy. It's not necessarily like, oh, I have to get married at 27, right? So I want to get married early because I want to build a life with someone. So a lot of people in, like, early to like mid-20s, even like late-20s, we're all like trying to chase our careers, right?
Yeah.
Relationship instability, that's like a thing.
Like, yeah. It's
like people are like talking, they're like dating, they're like hooking up. Like, they, nothing wrong with any of these things, right? But there's no like security in relationships. And I think I really want like that one pillar in my life to be like secure, because I want to like grow with that person.
But you see how it's kind of misaligned with life? Because like it's way more possible to do it in the 30s.
Yeah, but that's where something that you believe, right?
Yeah, that's something I believe, because I think in the 20s, I think you kind of pointed it out. I'm just trying to...
Like when I'm saying something, I'm not saying like this is fact. Like I'm just saying this is my opinion.
But and I think it is low-key facts, because that's the time of your life where you take the most risk. Things might not work out, then you could fall back and like just continue risking things until you figure something out that works, right? Mm-hmm. That's because after college, that's when like life really starts. And then that's when you know people go after the things that they've always wanted to do, unless you know there's a 9-to-5 people. The 9-to-5 people, I see them like getting married a little bit younger, like in their 20s, and like some of my friends back in college, they already got married.
Yeah,
you know, same. And I'm like, okay, cool, I see that. But in our line of work, where it's like you don't know where you're gonna be next year or even next month, so it's like the comfort zone is not. It's detrimental. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's why you see all these celebrities and all these people, like things don't really work out until later on in life. At least that, hey, you know what is this? What is this formal shit? It don't gotta be like that.
Wait.
You're like we're having a debate or something.
I'm not. Maybe you're feeling like tension. I'm just listening to you.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, we're not having a debate.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
All right,
cool.
Okay, cool. For me, the reason why I want to get married early is because I want to like start a life with someone and grow with them. Mm-hmm. I think marriage and relationships are an investment, and with emotion and also like a monetary investment, financial investment. I think that my goal is actually to like eventually build a business with my partner. And
what kind of business?
I want to be a landlord.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Just own some properties. Cool.
But it takes a lot of capital, and obviously like I'm still like making money, right? And I think it just kind of helps if you can like and like but I mean, I'm not like looking for like someone out there in the streets just because like I want that like capital. Like if anything, like I want to be like the breadwinner of the family eventually in life. That's like my goal in life.
to make more than you make.
Yeah. And I'm not like really, I don't care if like I get married with someone and I'm like, okay, like you have to pay. Or like I have to pay. Like I just want to cover everything. Like if I love someone, like I'll do everything for them. Like everything. So marriage.
Hold on, let's rewind it a little bit. Okay, our first date.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about some your worst first date. Because obviously ours is fucking fantastic. You know, we had a
good content first date?
Yeah. Oh, so we had dates, like, behind the camera.
No. Did we have dates behind the camera?
We had a little one.
We did?
Yeah.
Which one?
We went to eat the skewers and...
Ah, that was a date?
You got friend zone, buddy. That was a hangout.
No, that was a, like, did you eat yet? And then you were like, nah. And then
I was like, no,
this is... show me your favorite spot in Hongdae. And I was like, all right, cool.
And then I was like, this is us going out.
No.
Off camera.
Yeah, but like I went out off camera with like a bunch of my friends. Like, it's not a date.
Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah. Oh, my fault. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
You thought Jimmy thought it was a date? No. Jimmy didn't think it was a date either.
The thing about Jimmy though is like you can totally read his emotions by the way he like everything, like sad, happy, mad. Like you can see it.
No, he's got a very reactive face.
Oh. I'm also like that too. You could tell if I'm sad, I'm
yeah.
Like I'll just
I can't hide my
Yeah, I can't hide mine either. But that's a great thing. That's a great quality in a guy, actually.
It's like trustworthy.
It's yeah, I guess so.
What if a guy doesn't have that? I don't have that.
You don't have that?
No.
Do you think you have like a... Well, it's not like you purposely poker face, but...
Yeah, he does. He's naturally unreactive. Like, the craziest thing will happen, he'll be like, word.
It was kind of funny, actually. I kind of fuck with that.
I don't know. Just,
word.
I just take it in, and then I think before I react, I guess. Like, if you tell me something, like, if my ex told me or that she cheated, I'd be like... Oh.
I think if, like, with you, it's like...
It would be, like, immediately visceral. Like, I would just...
Yeah, like, sorry, Jimmy, I cheated. You're like... What?
You would turn red and you would like stand up and you'd literally go like this and you're like,
yeah, no, you would. I drop him on my knees.
He'd literally go like this. And then he'll be like,
okay.
Oh my god. Damn, is this right, blame Jimmy?
Let's do this, okay.
Wait, that's so funny. That's true.
Oh, time to kill myself.
Don't say that.
Oh shit. Okay. Moving past that. Let's get back to what are we getting?
First impression. Wait. What was your first impression of me?
Of you?
Depending on your answer, I won't walk out.
Sure. You're not, sure, we can have a 20-minute podcast.
That's funny.
I'll tell you if you're lying or not. Don't worry.
Okay.
You have many like facets to your personality, right? Like, we could have these deep conversations, and then we could have, like, these little flirty little moments. Mm-hmm. And then, actually, I remember... why you kind of...
I'm doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, just that ability to, like, match the flirting. I was caught off guard. But I was still right there with you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was like... Why is she not backing down? Why
like energy's being matched. Yeah,
yo. Yo, why is she not being nervous or shy?
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was just so caught off guard, and I was just like, damn, this is kind of fire.
What do you think was like the thing that like one thing that like sold you for like 1 second? Like
okay, so the first thing was the knee thing.
The knee thing.
Yeah.
What?
Like when
touched his knee?
I touched your knee?
Or like I touched
an Uber, like, you know, the knee joke? Yeah, you touched her knee.
Yeah.
It became like a joke after all. And then you're like, fuck it, I'll do it again.
Yeah. And then you were just cool with me touching your knee. And I was like, oh. Actually, no, it was at the...
Wait, why is that? Do girls just slap your hand when they touch their knee?
Wait, hold on. Actually, no.
Wait, that's got funny.
First part. No. Actually, no.
Jimmy's never gone further than a knee touch. Yeah, there's a reactive face.
No. It was that. It was at the changing room that I was like, yo, she is... Like, right. And I made so many moves on you, but like, yeah, you deflected it, but you didn't deflect it in a way where it was like, oh, she's shutting me down.
Oh yeah.
she's like deflecting it just enough where it's like, oh no, keep trying though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it when they keep trying.
Oh no, like I tried. I tried a lot, and I'm not gonna lie, like it was probably the most I've ever just attempted, and you just didn't give in. Yeah,
I like that.
How did you deflect them though, like for guys to tell the difference between like a good deflecting and a bad deflecting?
Because she would like move her cheek, but she wouldn't like, whoa, hey, stop.
Yeah,
but she would just like,
it's like you leave just enough for it to not be like boom. Yeah.
Because you could tell when a girl is like, you know, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I know some guys can't tell, but you know, if you were to like really weave me and be like, no.
Yeah.
You don't even have to, because no, some girls don't even like to let a guy down like that. Yeah. And go, ugh, like that. Like that's kind of mean towards the guy, right?
Yeah.
So she was just comfortable in your like area,
in my presence.
Right. Like I don't know what exactly.
Like what also like I must have created a space for you to also be comfortable with just like with just me constantly making a move. Right?
I thought it was really cute.
Really?
It was like, you know, when like a puppy is like
I'm a puppy. Cool.
Like this. He wants a treat.
Oh man, yeah, a treat.
How do you feel about that, Jimmy?
Hey, bro, I did. That was a good ass treat.
See why dogs do it.
Yeah, dogs feed it for the treat. Should we segue to another? All right, now let's talk about something more general. Mm. What was your worst date?
I don't think I've ever been on a date that's like super, super bad.
Uh huh.
A lot of the guys that like try to make an effort to take me out have been very nice to me. Sure. Very sweet to me. I did have like one date with someone that I remember.
How about this? All right, tell that and then I got a follow up question, which was like, you know, what would put in your head like, oh, I don't want to go out with this guy again.
Okay. So long story short, I went on a date with this person. He was supposed to pick a place. I didn't end up, or I showed up to like a place that he sent an address to.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get there, all the places were closed.
Yeah.
So I was like, ah, oh, like this awkward, because I know you like made the effort to choose a place. So I was like, you know what? It's okay. I'll choose a place because I knew the area better. Mm-hmm. I ended up choosing a place. We got to the we got to the restaurant. We waited like 2 hours because we didn't make a reservation beforehand. And then after that, we ate, but then there was not a lot of like conversation being made because I think he was just really nervous.
Uh-huh.
And like, I'm the type of person that like loves to like conversate and like talk back and forth about like dreams, aspirations, life, compatibility, whatever. But there was really nothing like beyond the surface level. I think it just didn't match. Like,
he was nervous.
He was just really nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
And how do you meet him?
Friend. He's a friend.
Okay.
But I think it's like sometimes when you go from a friend and then you like take it like up a notch, it's a little bit weird because you're like, oh, I've been friends with you for years. But then all of a sudden I'm seeing you in the light of a relationship. So like that's a
lot. Or not just like a date.
But like, but you have to like see them as a lover versus like seeing them as a friend. So I think having that him switch gears at that moment made him really anxious and nervous. And I appreciated his effort. So I was like trying to throw out conversation points. And I realized we weren't compatible with the things that we liked.
But if you guys were friends, then it, like conversation should be like natural, no?
Yeah, but we ended up just talking about our friends, you know? Like there was nothing more or less. It was just like we talked about friends and we try to go deeper into personal life, but honestly I got to the point where I was like I don't care. Yeah, so I was like, okay, we'll go one more place, see if we can like match in music taste. So one thing for me is like if I'm compatible with someone in music, if we like the same music and have the ability to understand music, the way it flows, the way that it makes your body move, then I'll pursue that. Because like music is something super, super important to me. And I was playing, I was showing my playlist to this person. I was showing like the reason I order my playlist by key and also by emotion.
Uh-huh.
So all of my playlists have like a special like connection and place in my heart. It's kind of weird, I know, but I do that.
Sure.
And so I showed him a couple of the songs and they played in order. My popcorn, I really want to eat it. They're like played, I played in order of like, it's this playlist of like falling in love, right? Because I wanted to induce these feelings and kind of elicit like how, or just
you would feel around him.
Yeah. And I wanted him to feel like what I was feeling.
Cool.
But he was just like this, like in the car. I wasn't expecting like
What song did you play?
I played a lot of songs. I played like 4 songs like in a row, but I wasn't expecting like anything to be like, oh my god, like, oh, I love this song, right? But I was expecting maybe like, oh, like
maybe he didn't know the songs. Oh my god, buddy.
I mean, maybe, maybe. But I felt like it was just kind of like I was just showing him some music, and it was just that was it.
Uh-huh.
And we just drove home.
Uh-huh.
He asked me if
Did he make a move?
No, he didn't. He asked me if I wanted to like go on a second date with him. But I was like, I mean,
just hearing this, I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't.
It was nothing bad, but it was nothing great,
I
don't like going on dates in general, like, because I don't like that investment with people. But if I'm going to make an investment in someone, like, they got to interest me. They got to pique my curiosity. If you don't pique my curiosity, you just get out.
I think that's something you said to me, like, very early on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, a lot of guys don't really make me curious. And I'm like, oh, I could probably do something about that. And then you're like, yeah, I don't think so. I'll pull up the exact text.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't that curious about you. You're kind of readable, but
how the turns the table.
Hmm.
What?
How it turns our table?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How the tables have turned.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah, whoops. My bad.
Unpredictable. So you weren't curious about anything about this?
I mean,
no, you did. You started watching those my old YouTube videos. You were curious.
I watched old YouTube videos to study the format of how he edits and also to understand how he creates and attracts attention.
Okay.
Like, because you know, if you're gonna make long form content, you gotta be interesting.
Yeah.
You gotta be someone that has like enough of a personality to like keep someone for like 10 minutes at least. You know what I mean? So I was like, how does this guy do it? I make short form content.
Yeah.
So I know how to make like 3 second interest, right?
Right.
But you know how to make 10 minute interest. That's impressive. So I was like, yeah, so I had to study. Mm.
What'd you find out after studying?
I found out a lot of things.
Like?
I just found out a lot of things.
I mean, it's all public. It's all public.
That's true.
Like,
well, I was just curious what she dissected from a girl's point of view.
I think I felt kind of like
scared.
Yeah.
Scared.
To be honest, yeah. I was like,
you were nervous. Oh, what's this guy making videos about sex and?
I mean, I didn't try to, you know, for me, I don't like to come at anyone with like a negative POV. I definitely didn't want to like look at you in a bad light or anything.
Yeah.
I don't have any negative connotations with like sex work and all that.
Sure,
like
sure.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
If it's you, it's you.
Yeah.
I just was curious as to like how my stuff would fit in with you.
Yeah.
And like I didn't really know at that time that you were doing like a dating series with like 7 people. So yeah. I was like, I thought maybe I was just like one video and like good.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
It's done in Korean. But then
I mean to clear that up, I didn't know how like I went into Korea with the intent to like maybe I don't know how achievable it was. Mm-hmm. And then I rounded up the dates and then I'm like, wait, I could actually do this.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, yeah, I had backup plans.
Okay.
But then I was like, that's what I told you. So it was like, mm-hmm. as I was going, but
I was just kind of curious, I guess, in the sense of like, how is this going to work in terms of my content, your content, our brand styles,
yeah.
I guess. But I kept an open mind. That's why I wanted to go. I actually don't even like Lotte World. When I went, Lotte World was the place that we went to, the amusement park.
Yeah, it's like a Korean Disneyland.
Yeah. I don't really like Disneyland.
Where would you have rather gone?
Late night walks, late night drives. I like things that involve looking at nature, but not like feeling the nature. So example, maybe like getting a really nice place, like a mansion. We call it pension in Korea.
Uh-huh.
It's like a getting a little like staycation house and then like viewing the beach or like the mountains or whatever.
Like a getaway house.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff, but like it's like you get to look at it, but you don't get to like, you don't have to be in the grime of it. Like
You don't gotta like set up tent and like do campfires and shit. Okay.
Yeah, so like maybe like I would have liked maybe going to like Busan or like Jeju and then like
I pitched Busan. And you were like,
the weather though. You also have to keep in mind, like at that point, like, and also Busan is like 5 hours away. So I don't think you understood the logisticals.
But if we started off at 8 a.m., we took a 2 hour train ride.
Yeah, but I still got life over there too. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, you ended up spending the day with me either way. So
yeah, but like we would have to spend the whole day and also travel. So that would have taken like 3 days, basically.
No, we would have went in the morning and came back the next morning.
Then, you know, that's you not accounting for my energy.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, the recovery of that, like, full day just filming would have been, like, a disaster. Because then I couldn't do my own stuff. That's why I was like, I want to do something like that with you. But at the end of the day, like, I need to take care and protect my energy because I'm still working out here.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
For you, it's not saying it was a vacation. But, like, you have more liberty to, like, play, right? Because you're in a different country.
Right.
But I don't have a liberty to play as much because I live there.
Yeah,
like, that
yeah.
is my life. So I think I was just trying to consider that. But if I had a choice, it would have been Busan or Jeju.
Yeah.
Back to the topic. But, yeah. Okay. Next topic.
I'm gonna just jump straight into it.
All right.
At what point were you trying to flirt with me? Heavy. Oh, there's that one scene I really want to watch back.
What scene?
It's when I think we were on the last day, we were drinking the drink, and I put the straw in the cup too.
Yeah.
And then I gave it to you, and I wanted to see like how long he would stay there and like drink with me. Do you remember that? It was a drink, right? And I put a straw in there.
Didn't we like look at each other
for a long time?
Yeah. You're trying to test my energy. I was just like,
Yeah.
I don't break, bro. I don't break. Okay, I think, to be honest, I think when I first started, like, flirting with you, that was off camera. Do you remember it?
Off camera?
The skewers. I mean, I guess I don't consider it as a date, but, like, I was flirting with you that day a lot.
Yeah. Mm. But then that was the point where I started to get tired.
Already?
Yeah. What?
That was only like a day in, bro.
That was the second day. All right. That was the second day.
1.5 days in.
And that was a point where, because the first day I tried a lot.
Yeah, but it's like, it's so easy if you give in like that. That's like nothing. That's bare minimum, dude. You probably get girls all the time like that. Right? They fold. You have to work hard for the women that you want to pursue.
But there does come a point.
There does come a point
where I'm shooting 0-for-50 uh-huh. in the paint, uh-huh. and I just get left with. How would you like a guy to make a move?
I like persistent guys. Like, I like Clearly. Guys that never stop, even after they get me.
Okay, just in a general sense on a date. Like, all the moves that I made, were they just...
I think you were too strong. Like, you were strong, but some people like your confidence. Like, I think there's people that like really forward, like, straight, like, okay, yeah, he's going for me. Mm-hmm. But I like the hot and cold, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I like it where, like, a guy gives you enough, but it's, like, not all of it. Like, it's not readable. Like, you're really readable. That's why I played a lot of hot and cold with you, because it was fun, because you expected something, or not like you expected me to do anything, right? I'm just saying, like, you had like these actions in mind. Like, for example, if you came in for a kiss, like, you thought the kiss would happen.
Yeah.
But like, when you didn't get that was where it started getting fun. So I like playing hot and cold. Yeah,
you played it a lot.
Yeah.
Next topic. Cool.
Wait, I have a question.
What?
So, like, I want to ask, like, Gabe, too, for, like, both of your guys' opinions. Like, what makes you, like, miss someone? Like, do you guys think that it's really attractive when a girl is, like, super, super, like, hi, hello? Like, do you like it when you have your own, like, space and ability to, yes. like... Okay.
Yes.
I didn't finish my question, but yeah. Okay, elaborate.
I didn't finish your question.
Because, I mean, everyone has their different love languages, right? But, like, when is it... When do guys actually miss
a girl?
Someone, yeah. I think that's actually something, like, I've never, like, figured out or, like, genuinely, like, asked, like, from a male perspective. Yeah.
Me personally, a little different. I don't really miss people like that.
Yo. Yo, I think I've met a lot of different people in my life, right? And like, there's like people that have attachment. Have you guys taken the attachment style test? Do you guys know your attachment styles?
No.
Maybe that's just, I don't know. You should take it. It might be a good idea for a podcast
one like,
day.
It's like secure, insecure.
No.
Secure, there's right? Like, that one?
Yeah, that one, but that's not the like topics. Like, there's like four different ones. Like, there's like the anxious attachment one. Like,
yeah.
It's like you're attached. It's the way that you, because of your like upbringing, like how you are attached to people that are in your life, whether they're lovers or they're friends. But I feel like you have like a ability to like detach yourself from like the person and the emotion. Like you have like a separation.
Yeah. Gabe does definitely have a separation. Yeah.
I mean, basically, I feel like I really don't be missing people, to be honest. Or I think it's like a little bit of like an out of sight, out of mind. So I think in order for me to miss somebody, they've got to like really hit me.
Damn.
So it's got to be like different aspects where, like for me, life is like whatever's the most fun. Like I miss the fun things in life. Mm-hmm. So, or being with fun people and so. But like my mom, like I love living with my mom. Mm-hmm. But like, true say, I think part of me doesn't miss living with her.
Yeah.
But I would want to. You know, it's not like I never want to or don't want to spend time with her, but I just don't miss it. So for me to miss a girl, I think like the emotions that's gotta hit me, it's gotta hit me like from like a best friend aspect, from like a lover's aspect, from like a just the things that we do together.
So she gotta be well rounded.
Yeah, she's gotta like really like
Yeah.
top like a lot of things that happens to me in life.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like, I've got to top a lot of things that happen in your life. Because even in the beginning of a relationship, like...
You can't just be a regular ass girl. Like, you're not going to miss your friends with benefits.
I'm not going to miss, like...
You might miss the sex.
Eh.
Damn!
I mean, I'm very weird, so I don't really miss, like, things like that. Yeah, yeah.
Weirdo. Maybe. Nah, I respect it.
But it's like a... I don't know. It's like a out of sight, out of mind. I think there's a lot going on in life, too. Or a lot of things that, like, I want to do and, like... have and do more of, so it's like hard to wanna do something over again, new. So it's like that new, that doing something over has got to be like as fun as like the thrill of doing something new, you know. That makes sense.
And there's different kind of, I guess missing is different from like reminiscing, right? Reminiscing is like, yo, that those were some fire times.
Yeah, I would reminisce.
I would remin. Yeah,
but do it again.
Truly miss, like, oh
yeah.
It'd be a lot.
Maybe it's because I've never really been in like love, or I don't know. What does it take for you to miss somebody?
I don't know. I tend to
dancing in the dark.
No.
A day to Lotte World.
This is a really hard question to answer, actually. Like the idea of things, right? But a lot of times when like my relationship ends and stuff, I don't even. It's not that I miss the person.
Yeah.
I miss the idea of what we could have been if the person tried. Like, that's what I miss. And I let that, like, stick in my head for quite a bit of a time. Because if I made the investment in that person and then the person is no longer in my life anymore, I feel like, this, like, what we could have been or, like, what we should have been. Like, I always think about that. So I guess I don't miss the person, weirdly enough.
You miss, like, the potential.
The potential, okay. Yes. Because, again, investment. And then... If it ends, then to me, it's like I invested into nothing, because I'm very like logical in that.
So you would start playing out these fantasies in your head, like, oh, we could have done this. We could have went to Hong Kong together. We could have traveled the world together. We could have went to, right?
I mean, I feel like I don't like play it out like.
Sure you do. Don't all girls do?
To an extent, I do, but it's more so just thinking about what if we loved each other till the end.
Hmm.
Because then you never know when you like don't pursue that person. So
life is way too long to think that, though, you know.
That's what you think, right?
No, but like the way you're describing it, it sounds like a movie. It's like, oh,
maybe I just want to live like as
a movie, as a fictional.
No,
character.
I just don't want to live as like like raw, like as powerful and as like loving and as like giving. In this lifetime. Yeah, it's a short life, but
it's a short life.
I don't know, while I'm like in it with somebody, like it has to be real to me, and that's how it's like worth it.
Yeah. But do you ever find yourself getting complacent with like one partner?
I mean, I feel like complacency is like a thing when two people in the relationship kind of like either they don't push each other to like do better,
mm-hmm.
or I mean, there's of course you sit in like a comfortability when you're like dating someone, right? But then at the end of the day, like I think it also has to do with like if you guys have different careers, like because then they won't understand like what you need to do as much, or like maybe the timeline of your life. Like for example, like when I was in college, I was like pretty, I guess, quote unquote complacent, but it was because I rinsed and repeated the same like thing over and over again, and I didn't have to pay my own rent. Like I was still like under my parents and also under scholarship. I wasn't worried. I didn't have a light up my ass. Like I felt like I was just like, I'm fine. I can just go to school, eat, go home and do my like homework and study, and then like go see my boyfriend or like stay at my boyfriend's place. Like it was just very like, it was a happy, comfortable place. But yeah, like in terms of where I wanted to be in my life, I didn't know yet. So I guess looking back right now, I think that was definitely like a complacent, like a very still moment in my life, but I wouldn't blame it on anyone. I think it's just I wasn't in that mental to even know that I needed to like live like that, right? So if I ever found someone, if I was ever dating someone in this like timeline, in this space, if when I'm 24 right now, I think it would be different. Like I would definitely be like pushing my partner to like do what they wanted to do and not be like in the way of that, because I think career in like your 20s, it's just really hard, especially with the things that we do. Like we have a similar like lifestyle to a certain extent. I think that we have to be mindful that our lifestyle takes a lot of work, a lot of consistency, and any sort of like distraction or things that could potentially make you feel comfortable or complacent can be detrimental to your career. So
I never had a chance to also miss people because I mean, I guess my friends in New York, but they also, I don't know, they didn't have such a like strong emotional pull on me as you did in the past.
You got him. You got hit him with the facts, bro.
Facts, bro.
I didn't know you was chill like that, bro.
That'd be like crying at me. I'd be like, facts, bro.
It's a different kind of miss. I don't know what it is. It's like I've had the, you know, oh, I miss my girl. You know, I'm traveling. I miss her. Da da. But this is like, this is a little different.
Yes.
You're going to a different, like, like it's almost like you're going to war.
Excuse me. I'm not going to war.
I know you're not, but it's like you know how soldiers would like leave for the army for like 10 years.
Oh yeah, and you're like, I don't know when he's going to come. He might die.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you are.
I am.
You are. Going off topic. Going super, super off topic.
Okay, going super off topic. A hard left right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But is Korea... I don't think I even, like, came back to my friends. I don't even think I talked to my friend. I don't even think I talked to anybody in the past, like, 2 weeks or a week and a half. Other than you. And Gabe can attest to this.
I mean, I guess this is the down bad show. Wow, he down bad.
Oh yeah, you kind of went MIA.
I went a little MIA.
Took a little simcation.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for your time.
You hit that full immersion.
Full
immersion.
This is not even a podcast. This is just us.
Yeah, this is not a podcast anymore. What are we doing?
Do people want to watch this?
They don't want to watch this.
I don't know if they'll actually watch this all the way.
Yeah. If you guys are still watching, then you know, you guys must see the authenticity.
Okay, now I have a question. So you have a crush on me, right? I would say. Is it
lack of a better word,
right? Is this how things normally go down with crushes? Like, how do you crush on somebody?
I feel like...
Do you always end up getting somebody that you're crushing on?
Usually I do.
Usually you do?
Yeah.
What about the times where it don't work out?
There's some times that it doesn't work out, right? Yeah. I mean, we're human, like, and not everyone's gonna like everybody.
Sure.
But in the times that it doesn't work out, I just kind of move on, just swallow it and just move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the most part, I'm not that great dealing with rejection. I'm going to be really honest if we want to pour that one out.
Okay.
Yeah. Rejection's a little bit rough for me.
I don't think anybody likes rejection.
No one likes rejection, yeah.
Oh my God. Speaking of rejection, Korea? Oof. It's just the Korean people in general, they're just, you know, very...
The Korean people in general?
What? I'm not going to offend anybody. They're going to see the like live footage of them rejecting me. Of like, yeah, I'm sorry, just bow and walk away.
What were you doing though?
I want to say Korean people in general. I think just in that aspect of confrontation.
Maybe it was the context. Like, wait, what were you doing?
I'm just like, hey, do you want to be in a YouTube video?
Okay, no, in Korea, there's this thing where they have a law where like you can't film anyone like in public, or also you can't really like film unless someone consents to it. And like most people don't like to be documented. So like it's a thing. Like people do not like to be on camera.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't take it like
personally.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I know some other people came out to Korea and they were also trying to like
film content.
They couldn't do it because no one was trying to be in their content. That's just the truth.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Don't take it to offense. It's not your. It's not because of you. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it just got to a point where I just. Oof! It was rough.
No, it's all right. Yeah. It'd be like that.
But with the crushes thing, right? Can you ever pinpoint like, oh, what is it? What was it about a guy that makes you crush on them?
I mean, again, all of the questions that you ask me are very subjective to the person. So I feel like it's super hard to just be like, yeah. I mean, I know you're not asking for like facts or like a right answer or anything, mm-hmm. but I guess if you're asking for me, what makes me have a crush on someone is their drive and ability to focus on themselves. I know it's like really bare minimum, simple, like it's not really something that like you're like, oh, that's surprising, right? But I think
it's hard to pinpoint, huh?
No, I mean that is the pinpoint for me. Like if that person has no drive and motivation to succeed for his own life, then that's what's it called? It's the opposite of game changer. It's like
deal breaker.
Yes, it is a deal breaker, because someone that cannot like focus on his life and is easily swayed to like go off track, like that's someone I don't want in my life. Because I'm also very like on track with my life as well, so I need that same energy. If not, I need like more. Like that energy has to be so like strong that even it has to like light it up my ass too. Like I have to be like, yo, he's like doing so much, so I mean it's not a competition, right? But like if I can be motivated by that person, then like that just makes me like even 10 times better. Like I want to become an even greater person when I'm dating someone. Yeah, so to answer the question with the crushes thing, I think it's just genuinely like someone that is so motivated to like do his stuff, like,
yeah.
Has Jimmy ever been like this around another girl?
What is like this?
What's like this?
Or like, does he act like this normally? Or I mean, like, if he does, he just yeah.
It's crazy, huh? You don't even know me.
I don't.
We've only been.
Is he acting normal right now?
No, I feel like it's always different with different people, but it still like has similarities to it. So I'd say yes and no. Obviously, you make him act a little different than like.
You do be making me act a little different.
Like what?
I don't know.
This is gonna be called the simp session.
The simp session.
The simp session.
Yeah.
Simp therapy.
You know, I don't even have time to like sit down and reflect on just the past 2 weeks that's happened.
You haven't?
I haven't really.
I can't wait, actually. I want to see what your brain tells you. Yeah. I'm so curious. Like, he's going to be in his room listening to Marvin's room.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm over that. I'm over that part. Remember, we're on the bus back?
Gabe, you were there. What was he playing?
Well, I was playing on the bus. Remember?
I was car sick that bus.
I know,
that party bus was crazy.
But it was just like, hey.
Oh, the party bus.
Yeah. Remember, I came into the bus. She was sitting off to the side. I came to the bus. That was like post like, oh yeah, we're not gonna do this anymore. We're not gonna see each other. Bye, peace. You're going to Korea. All right, cool. I come back. I'm like, yeah, I'm never gonna see this girl again. Hey, cue up the saddest song that you guys know. And then I like. And then I told the group, I was like, yo, it's because it's like, oh, we're going home. So it should
I
feel
heard
like,
that.
It should feel
I
like
literally a, was like, hey, yo.
Yeah, so I kind of played it off as like, oh, yeah, you know, on the bus ride back.
Gabe, you had no idea, huh? This is the first time finding out, huh?
On the bus ride back.
Especially coming back, I got lost for a second, remember?
He wasn't even there for the longest time.
So when I did come, so the time that you were gone, yeah. I was walking on, I was on the bus, everybody was, you know, everybody's was kind of quiet. I was like, you know what the vibe is? Sad songs.
Oh, this is when the bus wasn't moving.
Maybe that's why you thought everybody lives in Jimmy's world.
What?
That was like, I guess like a Jimmy's world, like everybody gotta live.
Yeah.
Now in my sadness, because I'm sad.
Maybe you don't know.
I'm like, man, fuck your shit.
What the fuck? Go put on some headphones, bitch.
Hey, look at him, buddy.
You've done that before.
I have, right?
You do that shit all the time. I swear, you always have like a... Either it's like you're angry or like upset or something, you just want to throw it on in the car. All
right,
bitch.
Ain't nobody feeling this way. What the hell?
See? I was right. Jimmy's world is world.
Nah, people were fucking with it though.
Yeah, because you made them.
Yeah. Nah, I don't make them.
Facts.
Yeah, you brought them into your world.
Yeah.
You sucked them in.
And they loved my world.
No, you didn't. You think they loved your world.
No.
And you will forever think that they loved your world.
It's not a bad vibe, I guess. Like,
no, it was a great vibe. Sure. Everybody had a great time.
Except for me.
But the whole time, so you were awake the whole time.
I was car sick, but I was awake.
What were you thinking?
I was like, Jimmy really wants to, he wants to play this game, does he? He was like, everyone, we're gonna listen to sad songs. I was just like, you know what? Okay, fuck it. So I look at Helen, and I was like, and Helen was like, and it's just the music started playing, and I was like, So I just pretended I was sleeping.
Yeah. I actually did that on purpose.
I know you did.
Yeah, I did.
But I didn't want to play into it.
I was kind of annoyed you didn't. Huh? I was like, she is exactly. Really not reacting.
I think it's funnier all. That if I fell asleep, you would just be like, well, all my efforts are kind of like
wasted.
Yeah.
No, I was still having a blast.
I mean,
so regardless of what your reaction was.
See, Jimmy's world.
No, this is a competition.
He thinks everything is a competition.
I have one question that might get cut out, might not. But you know, as a viewer, I'm sure everybody click on this, and after seeing the videos, they're probably wondering, what are you guys post Korea?
Post Korea.
2 days.
I don't know. What are we? I don't fucking know.
Just to make it clear, put it out there.
Well, we're not dating.
Mm-hmm.
It's an obvious answer.
Yeah.
I think we're just spending time.
We're spending with each time other. With each other.
We're getting to know each other.
And it's.
I'm happy.
Probably gonna be temporary. That is all.
I think that we're spending time with each other, and I'm enjoying his company. I would like to know more about him, but I'm also not going to enforce anything onto him. So yeah. I mean, I know. All I know is that I'm like happy right now. So.
Yeah, we're two kids
chilling.
That's funny because when you watch back the footage, you'll say that right when you said it's temporary. I said I was happy.
Temporary happiness.
No, it. You'll see it later.
Oh.
You know, when you watch it back, you'll see it.
Okay.
You'll see my reaction to that. All right, so this is how we met. This is how I met your father.
Hi, kids.
Hi, kids.
How's it going?
Hi, Dad.
Well, kids, the story is still progressing.
Honestly, you never know. Life is crazy.
That being said, I think we should wrap it up.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been an interesting episode.
It has been an interesting episode.
It's been a ride.
Yeah. An emotional roller coaster, shall we say.
Yeah.
If you guys made it this far, then, you know, congrats to you.
Congrats. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Hope it was well watching.
Follow Casey on all platforms.
Mom and Dad, we'll see you next time.
Toodles. Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.